This is Vectis Radio and welcome back to part two of the Rainbow Mandrills special. Now, Pete Richardson, lovely fella, got in touch about a couple of years ago. Thought he was a pain in the backside at first, but then he played me one of his songs. He talked through the whole thing. We told him to shut up because we were listening to it. It was a fantastic song. So, the reason why we're having a two-hour Mandrills special is because Pete came in and played this particular song and the rest is history. Let's make that perfectly clear.
There's a problem, and I don't know what to do. My head cries run, but my heart flows for you. It's beating, it's weeping, fleeting between everything and nothing. In the life force stream, this hungry is laying heavy on my brain. I want to step aside.
Yeah.
got the Mandrills in the studio. Welcome, guys.
Hello, hello.
Good to see you again, Ian and Beth.
Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm the singer.
And I'm Pete. And I write the songs, play the
guitar.
Play whatever's going around.
Cool. Right, cool. I'm looking forward to this. This should be. You did this about a year ago.
Yeah, about a year ago.
And you had another album. What was the name of that album?
The Diaspora Dilemma. There you go.
That's the.
That's the second album.
The last album is Obelisk
and Dome.
Is.
Okay.
Getting out of
the
bag.
It's
Obelisk and Dome.
There we go. Oh, yeah, I've got a copy of that. I feel a bit awful taking another one, though. So thanks for that. It's a 2CD one, that one.
Or is that a DVD on it? That one.
It's got a DVD. I never had the deluxe version.
I just had the CD version. Deluxe.
So tell us what the video is all about. Then.
There's actually lots of videos. The video on that one is like all the music videos of us and recording it at Bad Cow Studios, doing that in the fields of the Isle of Wight and everything.
Yeah. Excellent.
There's another one which is this one right here. This one is a history of the Rainbow Mandrills.
Oh, wow.
It's got how it started with all the ME and how we grow from not being able to walk and do anything into actually getting the dream of the first CD out.
Which is a story in itself. I know you told the story last time, but for those people that have joined us since the last time on Vex Australia, maybe you'd just like to give us a little bit of a flavour. You had ME for how many? You were still suffering with it now?
Yeah, still got it. It's always lingering around, but yes. In 1990, I got all sorts of things. I got mumps, chicken pox, and then I got glandular fever, which really knocked me out for years. 2001, all that 1990 to 2001, couldn't do much of anything. I was just a floppy mess lying in bed, not able to do nothing. And then I eventually got some. I always liked music. I eventually got enough finger movement back, so I started. I got a guitar and started doing that, and it eventually brought everything back up there just by doing it over and over and over until things start moving. And pretty much started writing songs immediately because I knew that's what I liked to do, and I had so much time just sitting there doing it. 2012, I got enough leg strength to walk a little bit with my parallel bars. I went to the studio. I found Joe, I found Georgie, I found Carl, who I've known for a long time, found Lincoln on drums, found Tom on piano, Joe McGlowan up in London, he plays brilliant sax on this new album, and it's a real dream to get it all together.
Do you know, when you came in, I remember it like it was only a year ago, but I mean, I remember it was like it was yesterday.
You brought in
this record, and we started playing it. Yeah. And you talked all over it, and Bex and I were listening, and we said, would you mind just shutting up, Pete? Because it was such a great piece of music. It was a fantastic song, and it's been put on the playlist and played many times since on Vectis Radio, because it is a really, really good song.
We have worked up a special rendition of that for you today.
Fabulous.
Just for you.
Fabulous. So you're going to do a song. The first song is from the new album.
The new album. It's a very summer upbeat song called Dappled Sunshine. It's about all the thrills of going on a nice summer holiday anywhere you like.
Now look, I just got to say this: we haven't had a massive chance to tweak a few things. So if you see me floating about, making a few adjustments, don't panic.
I'm probably pulling my microphone further back into the room. That's fine.
All right then, okay, that was over to you guys.
If anybody wants to pick up a shaker or a bongo,
join in.
That'd be great.
Do.
That's it.
Do you want to show them the quick rhythm?
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah. Yeah. Right, so here we go.
Yeah?
One, two. One, two, three, four.
Fruit on the vine. Runs down, delivering the sweetest kiss. I'm ready for the greatest summer there'll ever be. I'm ready to sail, see new shores. I don't care where, just as long.
that bit of summer on the other right.
Here at Vectus Radio.
How cool was that? How cool was that? So, really enjoyed that. That's that's an easy one to get us going, isn't
it? Nice easy bounce.
Even Bex was playing along to that one.
Yay!
And I think Josh was banging his bongos as well.
Yay,
I haven't got around to shaking maracas yet. I thought we'd build up for that. Now, that's from the new album.
Yes.
Which you've already recorded. How long did it take you to record?
Took a year to record this one. Yeah, it was... We do things funny in the Rainbow Mandrills. If things like a jigsaw, so every time somebody comes back, we record something. So I knew that Joe and Georgie were going off to university last summer. So I thought, let's get everybody back in the studio for the summer holiday, record a whole new album, and then me and Carl will just record around it from their vocals and the drums and everything. So
right.
We've got so much in the can, we just need time to finish it. And like Joe, he's on bloody album 5. It's brilliant, isn't it?
So how hard is it to get, because there must be what, 6-7 of you in total?
Ooh, well, there's 10 of us listed on the credits of the CD. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's must be really difficult to get you guys all together.
Yeah, 6 or 7 cores, a few guests.
Okay, so, yeah. I mean, what's happened since last year? I mean, because when are we going to see you live? Because I know that you can do it. Because you've come in here twice now, and,
yeah,
you know, you sound...
Yeah, we can do it. The problems are the old ME being an issue. The other problem is money, like always. And the third problem is that you can't always get together.
We could everyone in the same place.
Yeah,
same
every time Joe comes back, we can do something like this, which is cool. But it'd be, well, cool if we could have... Full on Lincoln on drums, yeah. Georgie on vocals, Carl on guitar, Tom on piano.
Well, we could lend you Josh. He bangs the drums.
Josh, nice one, Josh.
There you go. If you ever get stuck at all, but I just think it's one of those things that you look at the Isle of Wight, you look at the way we've got things set up here. There's lots of venues, there's lots of places where people are playing live, and I just think that how wonderful would it be to see you playing live at one of these venues?
Because I want
people to see just how blooming good you are.
It would be. It's the dream. It's the dream, but...
It's the next step, isn't it?
It's
really?
The next step.
Yeah. Okay, should we do another song?
Yeah, we can. What have we lined up for the next one? I put them in order.
You said you was organised.
I know. I put them in order and stapled them, and it was like... Ooh, right, this one's an interesting one. Without the mic.
No, you're not.
we'll say bleeper.
So this is track one then. I'm guessing this is track one.
Yeah.
On the new album, which is hang on, it was what was it called?
It's called Bleeper. No.
Bleeper.
It's
right.
Not really.
Okay. It was called something. Oh yes.
Yeah. It's like basket.
Well, let's call it basket then.
We could.
Okay.
Everybody will know what we mean.
Yeah. Basket.
Yeah. I wish I was a basket sometimes.
A wicker one.
A wicker basket. We are the wicker men. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, so how fast do we want to go? And then they can join in.
Okay, let's just...
Better get that. Nice. Yay. One, two... A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoa. I was a basket sometimes, and I might just get what I want. Well, I will. Whoa. I was a basket sometimes. I might just get what I want. But I got my heart in the right place. Got the right favor, but the wrong taste. And I wish I could just walk away. Right to a sunny day. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Yeah, she does not have another view. Yeah, she might have another take on that.
Basket now.
How hard was that to sing Basket in seven? We'll have to listen back because I'm not sure you said Basket all the way through. Yeah. So you've taken a year to make it. How long does it, you get the ideas into your head and then record? How long does it then when you've got all the ideas to record a whole album?
This particular Diaspora Dilemma and the third album, A Loony Strawberry Moon, which is in production, I wrote that in just 1 month, in June 2014, everything on it, all 20 songs or so, with the idea that they were going away, so all of them, because it was just me and Carl that are left on the Isle of Wight. And
we should mention Carl, because he's got his own, studio.
He's got a studio in Carisbrook called Bad Cow Studios. I go there about once a week, most weeks, and work on the stuff that we have recorded, and playing guitars, doing solos, doing overdubs, layering everything up, making it all nice and shiny.
Do you know what it sounds like a whole lot of fun. I'm like a frustrated musician. I'd love to have that kind of life where you go into a studio and record songs and have a play around with the production and do weird and wonderful things.
It's a luxury, isn't it?
It's fun. So, yeah. I mean, it must be enjoyable for you.
It's great when you go from sitting there in your bedroom with a song in your brain and just clicking it on your guitar, and then a year down the later, when all 10 have done their bits, it's quite amazing to think, oh God, that started on my bed in my little brain. And now it's a great big thing with great big rock and roll pianos and saxophones from a bloke that used to play with Etta James.
Wow.
That is how much pedigree we have now.
Well, there you go.
Etta James and the Rainbow Mandrels.
So what's the influence then?
Life is the influence.
But when you listen to it, there's so many different songs. We played, we went through about 30 seconds of each track from the new album. I was playing it to Josh and Brandon earlier on. They were saying it's all different. It's all
different.
You know, so there's no, you couldn't pick a one or two bands. There must be a number of bands that it sounds like. So is that the case? Are there many influences?
It is. In a rule, although it doesn't sound like it, because it sounds like Rainbow Mandrels, but in a rule, this Diaspora Dilemma has a touch of Rolling Stones and a touch of Stevie Wonder as the conscious, let's try and not go too weird. I can't help that sometimes, but we went consciously Rolling Stones, Stevie Wonder. On the back of the CD cover, you'll see that the mandrel's sticking out his tongue like a Rolling Stone, and he's got the Stevie Wonder glasses on.
Do you remember we gave you, we said you looked like a cross between Do you remember what that
Roy
was?
Roy Wood and Deputy Dog. I tell you what, you didn't have to cause a scene, because I went on from there and I made a cartoon of Joe as Ben 10. I made me as Deputy Dog. I made Lincoln as this ginger one that I don't even know who
Dexter,
was.
Dexter.
And I made Carl as Penfold from Danger Mouse. And he never forgave me for months. Months. So I think it's still rankling away.
Sorry, Carl. Now, Joe, on that microphone there, there should be a button. Can you just flick it back to the middle? It should be one side. Flick it back to the middle. We might be able to hear you better now. I'm just doing a couple of things, because you've got a big old voice there. How old are you?
I'm 20.
Because you sound like you've been singing for years and years and years. You got that great... Do you smoke?
No.
You don't smoke?
He's a good boy.
You get a voice like that and you don't smoke. Yeah. That is incredible.
If I did smoke, then you can imagine what would happen. Like that.
We'll get him on whiskey and razor blades soon. Then he'll sound dumb. Robert Plant or something next. So, Joe Cocker.
How long have you been singing? How long have you been with the Mandrills?
With the Mandrills, I've been singing since... Well, when did you find me?
2013. So yeah.
Only for that long with Pete, but I've been singing since I was, 12 or something? Okay. Like bands and stuff.
So what other bands have you been in? Can you mention this, Pete?
My first band, here we go.
Defo, bring it up.
Yeah, my first band was Solid, that was in Denmark.
He was on telly with them.
In Denmark,
right, okay. Half Danish.
Yeah, I'm half Danish.
Right, okay.
That's the Copenhagen and the proud heritage somewhere.
Were you wearing a hat from Copenhagen?
That's
so
it.
From that, I'm supposed to know that you're half Danish. Of course. I don't know why I didn't see that. So Danish band. I've actually got a CD at home from a Danish band. A Danish friend brought over a CD from a band called DAD.
Yeah, DAD. It's called Disneyland After Dark, but they weren't allowed to use Disneyland in their title, so they just had to shorten it down to DAD.
Well, I never knew that, so I've learned something. But they had a great song called Grow or Pay.
Yeah, their quality.
They were the biggest rock band at the time. It was about 1992.
Yeah.
In Denmark.
Yeah. Well, my band, we went on TV with Solid, and we met the lead singer of Nephew.
Right.
I'd call that the biggest band in Denmark, because everyone knows about Nephew. He's like the dude called Simon Kvamp. He's a... what do you call it, like a national icon type thing. He's also a comedian, he's got his own shows and stuff. It's just like absolute classic. But yeah, we got to actually go on TV and meet this guy, and we didn't know that we were going to meet him.
Right.
They just said that we were going to go on TV and play a song on like this morning kids show type thing, and then he comes on as like a surprise guest.
Wow.
And all our faces were like, the jaws just dropped. It's
incredible.
It's funny to see.
Great story. So other bands locally?
Since then, obviously moved here to the Isle of Wight, and then I've been in the Phases. That was with Phases.
Living in another.
Well, that was my first band here. Yeah, that was good.
Was that the one with Brad Burnley?
That's the one, yeah.
I didn't
Brad
know,
Burnley.
Yes.
Shout out to Brad Barley. Haven't seen that guy in ages.
Thanks, Brad Barley. You did Cosmic Leading Dreamers all those years ago.
That's it. And then it was Blue Motion with Jack Gilbert.
Blue Motion, bloody brilliant band. Go to Bandcamp.
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp.
And search Blue Motion, everybody at home.
Yeah.
Bloody brilliant. You can search Rainbow Mandrills too.
Influences. What kind of influences?
I mean, nearly the same as Pete. That's probably why we just get along so well.
Vodka.
Rolling Stones.
He's just broken out the vodka there, isn't he?
Yeah, anything from 60s, 70s onwards. I mean, I always say 60s and 70s, and then yesterday I had a Smith shirt on, so I know. Yeah, sort of.
When he first came, he started doing a bit of Steve Marriott, and I thought, oh, yes, I know he will get on. He must have been only 17 or 18 then. And then he started doing a... James Brown, Ray Charles, he knew all these legends. I thought, he's cool, yeah.
We've got a young man in reception area, Brandon. He's probably listening to this. He was doing a James Brown impression yesterday, so maybe we should get him in later on. And, okay, so should we do another song before we go into a break?
Yes, we'll go for your one.
This is our favourite. This is the one where we were listening to and you were talking through and we told you to shut up. Have you ever been told to shut up whilst your song was playing?
We will try and get through it. Obviously, it's much more luxurious on record, but we are here. We have two of us here.
Live.
Indeed.
Live. Imagine the flutes. Imagine the sax. Here we go. Right.
There's a problem, and I don't know what to do. My head cries run, but my heart flows for you. It's beating, it's weeping, fleeting between everything and nothing in the life or stream. This quandary is laying heavy on my brain. I want to step aside and run to you again. Rolling and tumbling forevermore, enjoying our journey till we reach the core. When we find out the essence of each beating heart, and see if the end is yet another start. But baby, baby, I will always love you. I love you. Forever.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Ooh, there's a time for wait and see, but my heart is a window, and you see how I feel. I want to call off the mountain into God's left ear, scream my heart's pure for you, and make it perfectly clear that
Robinson in your brilliant guitar pick, but we prefer fingers in, we found out. We got there.
Do you know what? That is such a great song, and I know the single version, which we told you to shut up through. It had, like you said before, it had the sax on it, and yeah, was just one stuff, of those songs. It was just absolutely fantastic. So to recreate just the two of you and Bex shaking maracas and a few bongos as well. Thank you, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to open the door and let some air in here.
Yeah, you're absolutely nice.
Before one of us faints.
Yeah,
so quick break, and awesome. Then we will come back.
Cool.
This is Vectis Radio.
While You Wait Services is a real Aladdin's Cave in Pyle Street, Newport. A truly local business that offers a fabulous friendly service. Leather repairs, shoe repairs, key cutting for your car, house or shed. In fact, any kind of keys. They're also experts in engraving, house signs, shoe dyeing. They also do zip replacement for that coat you don't want to throw away. A shop for so many uses. While You Wait Services in Pyle Street, Newport. It's the most useful shop in town.
White Fibre, the island's fastest broadband. But don't just take our word for it. Here's John Willison from Cowes.
The best thing about White Fibre is their speed of response. And you're actually talking to a human being who you know is local. It's not transferred over to India or Scotland. It's a local person.
Get the island's fastest broadband free for 12 months. Call 240-240.
WhiteFibre.com.
24-month contract required. Fastest speeds available in all cabled areas.
Westridge Golf Centre have the island's largest golf store and custom fit centre. Open 364 days a year with a PGA qualified professional always on hand to provide honest and friendly advice. With Price Match Promise, you are sure to get the best customer service as well as value for money. They offer custom fitting on all major brands at no extra cost. But we also cater for the new golfer with individual clubs available from £20 and package sets from £99. www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre, Brading Road in Ryde.
Hi, I'm Maggie Curry, established freelance coach. My work impacts lives and is a catalyst for life-changing experiences. I work with clients to encourage them to step out of their comfort zone, rediscover passions and be themselves. Calm and in control of my own life, I have more than a decade's experience in coaching and will help you build the foundations for your future. Get in touch today to find out how my inspirational coaching can transform first you and then your life. Contact me via my website, www.maggiecurry.co.uk, or through the Vectis Radio website.
Hi, my name's Jamie Coombs. I'm 15 years old and I go to Medina College. I'm on the 4Ps course at Vectis Radio. I've learnt a lot during the course. For example, producing a show of top 5 songs using the editing skills I've learnt. And I've recorded 6 links to fill in for a show that's vacant this week. I've even read the news. I've also learnt many valuable lessons for a general workplace I'll be sure to take on the future. If you would like to enrol in this free course or find out more, either call 07741 464393 or email ian.mack@vectisradio.com.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Vectis Radio.
So welcome back. We've got the main man from the Rainbow Mandrills, but only making up like one fifth of the band. But they banging out some good tunes this lunchtime from their brand new album. Now, just how is this album pronounced
it
again?
It's called The Diaspora Dilemma.
So how did that come about? What's all that about?
That is, the diaspora means, in the traditional sense of the word diaspora, it means people that have been left their homeland and gone to somewhere else. So in traditional senses, it would be like the African slave trade or Australian English prisoners moving to Australia. But in Rainbow Mandrill language, it is Howard, Joe, Georgie, Lincoln, they all went off to university, and good old Tom Barker is on the Azura cruise ship.
Right.
Very nice. Good one, Tom. Hope you're doing great over there. So I knew that they were going, so it's a bit of a dilemma for the Rainbow Mandrills, but...
And you miss them, obviously.
I miss them.
Mandrill kids,
The last song.
Mandrill children.
The last song on the Diaspora Dilemma says, I know there will be success for each one of my mandrill kids.
So when do you see yourselves in a couple of years' time? Do you see yourselves getting out there and about and doing it live and showing people how great you are?
We definitely will forever be putting out these albums, and we'll definitely be aiming to do some live things.
Because I know you've written...
It'd be brilliant if we could go on the festival stage or the festival stage or somewhere else.
What about post-fest?
Post-fest would be brilliant. If everybody's here, we would do it.
Mm. Okay. Well, yeah. Look, I think he's got the lineup for this year. But fingers crossed, we can work on next year.
2016.
How great! Because honestly, so. I can see you guys on a big stage.
That'd be cool.
Because you've got a big sound. I know you're fairly reduced today. You've only got two, but we're just getting a flavour of what it's all about. And I think you guys, absolutely blew us away to the point where we
That's
told you to shut up playing your song. So have we got another one to play?
We do.
One from the new album, which is called.
It is called The Diaspora Dilemma, and this song is called Cracks, and we practiced it on the way here in the back of the car.
Oh, yes.
This is so cool.
This is not the one we've got to do a lyric behind, is it? Because we haven't rehearsed that at all.
It's the song that follows that. So we thought, we'll forget it. We've got 20 minutes left. We'll go for the song.
Why don't we? Why don't we do the? We play the studio version before, because this song goes straight into it, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you want to, but so, I don't know if everybody loves it that much.
I liked it.
Yeah, let's
have it. So should we do it? And that's the shell, isn't it?
The shell.
So if I play the shell...
Okay, I'll talk through it as well. That's what we'll do. I'll do a live one while you play the thing. That'd be cool.
Okay, so
we'll have a special version then.
So this is track four. It's called The Shell.
It's a speech by Pete. Yes.
Okay. And do you want me to play the whole this?
Go for it. Yeah.
So there were two voices then.
Yeah, two voices.
This is going to sound really, really freaky.
Well, already done.
There is something that is getting more obvious for me to see as I feel my way through this path of life. Yeah. Hundreds and thousands and now millions of people can sense something is not right. We might not put our fingers on it, but our intuition screams certain parts of the system are askew, amiss, or just simply put, wrong. Over the course of multiple generations, humanity have slowly and steadily been coerced to step away from nature, disconnecting from Mama Earth's pulsating rhythms, and instead choosing to dance to the beat of leaders, government, TV, corporations, money, brand names, peer pressure, until we as a species have developed this invisible protective shell around ourselves. The shell is a fragile cloak of fear, scared of the out there coming inside to get us, scared of our inside being seen out there to be different, where different can be perceived as weird, wacky, whimsical and wrong, instead of something powerful, beautiful and brilliantly unique. I am in this shell, but some things in my life have bashed and smashed till I thought I was broken. But now I feel it's part of the uniqueness of me. The good times can make you happy. The tough times can break you. Oh, they can break you free. It's time to get cracked.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wear my heart proudly on my sleeve, and what I've seen gives me reasons to believe. Everything I read is right here for the world to see. So I ask you, are you gonna stand with me? For my crack, you'll see my soul shine. It's for my crack, so you'll see my soul shine. It's through my cracks that you'll see my soul shine, shine forevermore.
Go and Google the projects for the new American century. Go and Yahoo the operation northwards. Head to the library, read about the false flag Reichstag. Search to classify Tonkin. You'll come up with the goods.
It's through my cracks that you'll see my soul shine. It's through my cracks that you'll see my soul shine. It's through my cracks that you'll see my soul shine. Shine forevermore. Is stacking up so high. It's time for me to come all crashing on down. It's through my cracks you'll see my soul shine. It's through my cracks you'll see my soul shine. It's through my cracks you'll see my soul shine. Shine forevermore. I wear my heart proudly on my sleeve, and what I see that I read is for the world to see. You're gonna stand with me.
Are you gonna stand with me?
Yes.
Are you gonna stand with us all? Yes. People power.
Mandrel power.
Peter power.
Peter power.
So who writes the lyrics?
Me.
You write all the lyrics?
Yeah.
And
weird old Pete.
Do you have any say, Joe, in the lyrics? Because obviously, that, you know, you've got to sing them.
That's a dictator.
No, not really. Well, but so like it's all pre-written. But yeah, like, if I see something like this could sound better if you do, yeah. You just swap that word around. Yeah. You like sometimes don't put a pause. Yeah. That you know.
That's
I have some yeah, sort yeah, of input yeah, on that yeah. one, just vocally to make it sound
yeah,
better for me. But
I'm not too.
No, you're not
dictatorial.
Too. No.
But what's, they are written before they ever get to the studio.
What's really apparent is obviously there's a message there. There's kind of a political dig as well, which I'm liking.
Yeah,
I'm liking. But do you ever get the point where, hang on a minute, I don't agree with what you're saying, or do you agree
no,
with
I
what you're saying?
That's the thing. I do agree with what he's saying, which is why I enjoy singing it and stuff.
So just imagine if you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. It'd be like.
Evans, Joe understands, and he's mostly Buddhist in nature, and he loves Russell Brand and the Trues. So.
There you go, yeah.
So if we both love Russell Brand and the Trues, we're on a winner.
So you're not going to be doing a song of Kill the Poor anytime soon?
No, definitely not. We are the poor.
So what about you guys? I mean, you're not doing kind of live stuff at the moment, but so no. What are you doing? It must get really boring being in a studio all the time, isn't it?
I tell you what, it's always a breath of fresh air when Joe does come back, or when Georgie comes back, which hopefully she will be back this week.
Right.
Lincoln, when he comes back, it's always a breath of fresh air. So,
are you eager to get out and play these songs to people, though? You know,
I would love it. If circumstances were different, it's definitely what we would be doing, and hopefully circumstances will always improve and make
so
it happen.
Is the health the thing?
Money's always the thing. Health is the thing. I don't know how well if we set something up. I think at the minute it would be hard to pull off just with energy and personnel being everywhere.
How are you, you know, from last year? Are you improving, or is, you know,
it's kind of plateau, but it hasn't gone backwards, which is the main thing, because bloody hell, pre-2012 was much backwards.
Well, you spent a lot of time on your back, didn't you?
Yes.
You spent an awful
all of
time.
The 90s was on my back, yeah, in a sort of curled up state.
I just think, I've said this to you before, this is a wonderful, wonderful story, and I mean, there's a movie here, there's a film here, you know, Deputy Dog meets
Deputy Dog.
Roy Wood.
You'd have to fast forward the 90s and 2000s.
No, I think that's the thing that would hook people in. I mean, there's this that spent most of his time on his back in the 1990s. Yeah. Other people spent their time on their back in the 1990s for other reasons. you were kind of busier in a different way. And you wrote X amount of songs whilst you were on your back, so you weren't doing nothing.
That's
were you?
Right. You got to keep your brain occupied.
Absolutely. So is that what you did for that period of time?
Yeah.
I mean, there must have been some pretty low points. Are there any songs that you?
I won't deny there's not. No. Yeah. There's a classic one that we haven't rehearsed, unfortunately. That's on second album. It's called Life Lessons, and in 1992. Keith Akehurst of Meridian Tonight came over and did a report. I wish I had the video still, because it would be brilliant to see. But I went to a rehab centre in 91 in Southampton called Burselden House. And on this Meridian Tonight feature, they were talking about Burselden House. The people on it, they were saying, we're a wonderful centre. And then they interviewed people that didn't think it was a wonderful centre. And the doctor man came on and said, we've had a couple of spectacular failures. And I was one of the two spectacular failures that they'd had. So I start off the lyric of that song. Yay, I've been on life's whipping post. I've been labelled as a spectacular failure, but look at me now, I am standing proud. So,
yeah, good for you.
I certainly put a lot of it in these songs because it's a big part. Yeah.
So is that predominantly, you know, the songs come from that dark period, or are you coming in? Are we going?
I still write. So
okay.
If there's a nice lady on the scene, it'll be about her, but it's from whatever part of life. Watching Russell Brand on the Trues sometimes.
I know we got a how many songs? How many more songs have we got? We got about 10 minutes. So.
We should do Together Again.
Let's do Together Again.
Together Again. He's off obliscum.
He started to take a bit of control. Then he said, "Let's do Together Again," which is good to see. But
it's good to see me button.
It's great.
Love a bit of percussion on this.
Cool.
Oh, Alyssa, can I have some maracas?
You do the maracas.
You do the.
Okay. Wicked.
Awesome.
Works.
Hang on. Because we're part of this, we should count you in.
It goes one, two, three, four, like that. Yeah.
Josh, ready? You're the drummer.
You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Well, storms are raging across the road just dry. We're in for the long haul. In time, we'll gather the harvest while we're alive. We're young and we've got it all in my eyes. Watch the troubled skies fall. The storm is swallowed by the deep blue sea in peace. Breezes so gentle. What in the world this all means to me? You know it nearly drove us all mental. In these eyes, love resides, and it won't be long till we're together again. Riding the writing, puffing white smoke on blue skies. The paint's melted like the tears of the sun. Oozing profusely this madness from your kind eyes. Come at me so vivid, mystical, but sleep is taking me nowhere. Respect is filling the room, all reciprocal, and now we're headed for somewhere. Who knows when, but there's no end, and it won't be long till we're together again. The other's the moon. This theory's hanging by a string. We all may crash soon. But one thing for sure is if we're all pure at heart, the light of love will seep until the dark explodes apart.
One, two, three.
And it won't be long till we're together again. Riding the rights and popping white smoke on blue skies and things melted. Like the tears of the sun, oozing profusely this madness from your kind. And soon we'll be together again, singing sweetly to a crowd we've never seen. One thing's for sure, if we don't try so hard in love, we can rub our eyes wrong, but we won't ever see the dream. Won't ever see the dream. Gonna see the dream and live.
We're all gonna live.
Yay!
Life affirming round here.
We're gonna live.
So there's 10 tracks, 11 tracks on the album?
13, I think.
13, you get your money's worth.
Yeah, you do get your money's worth.
Which is your favourite? Have you done your favourite yet?
They're all favourites to me.
Dapple Sunshine is
he loves
favorite.
That with one
mine
we did
too.
First.
Mine too. That's the really for me. This just
the vine, rose and Dapple Sunshine. Never in my wallet.
That is so catchy.
I do a falsetto on that. Yeah, it is catchy, isn't it?
Really, really catchy.
It's like a holiday sort of a holiday inn type kind of.
You can imagine that in any chart of any year in the last 10. You know, it's just a great song.
It's like an advert.
Are you doing it live?
We did it.
That
was our opening.
I'm recognisable.
We can do it again.
Did you really do it?
Yeah.
You were setting us up.
It didn't sound that good.
That's what it was.
What about you, Pete? You must have one particular one that says, "Hey, look,
they're all my babies."
Yeah, you can't.
Come on, you got to choose
one or the other.
What one have you got rehearsed to do last?
Should we do Space Vibe? Do you want a blues or do you want a New Orleans rock and roll? Although they're all different.
Let's have a bit of blues. We haven't had any blues yet.
Let's have
a
blues, the Undying Lord.
I have been here, but I mean, we haven't had any blues yet, have we?
No, we haven't had any blues.
No,
yet,
let's do some blues then. So what's this one?
This one's called The Undying Love Blues.
This would be the last tune, unfortunately, because we've run right out of time. But hopefully, fingers crossed, you guys are going to come back again.
Yeah.
And we are going to make this into like a two-hour... a two-hour session, but we're going to play a mixture of the live stuff and the album stuff as well. So, all right. So, do you need counting in? By the way, in the last session, I thought you guys needed a bit more training. We were doing all right this time with our maracas and our. I don't know what Bex is holding there, but it was effective.
Well, you know, it was.
Right, on this one, people have asked me what a ver is, and I say it's the difference between a love and a lover. So that will make the difference, and it's the Undying Love Blues. Yay. Don't count. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I got patience, but I don't know when this will end. Yeah, I got patience, but I don't know when the drought will end. Tell me, what do you think, honey child? My undying love, but not the best friend. Some people we know likened us to a fairy tale. Yeah, some people we know said a fairy tale with a happy end. But what do they know? My undying love, but not the best friend. She just won't bend. Oh, I'm malleable. My undying love, but never best friend. If my kissing wishes were pennies, well, I'd be a millionaire. If wishes for you were pounds, I'd be a billionaire with money to lend. So cash it in, honey. My undying love, but never best friend. Now, I appreciate what we've got. Just wish for more time. Yeah, I appreciate what we've got. Just wish for more time to spend. I'm waiting for you. My undying love, but never best friend. My undying love, but not the best friend. My undying love, but not the best friend. My undying love, but not the best friend.
Woo 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 woo!
Yay!
You're too young to have a voice like that. Are you sure you haven't been smoking? Are you sure you haven't been drinking and smoking all your life?
Man.
Drinking, yes, smoking, no.
Ah, yeah. 20-year-old doing the blues. That's great, blues. Isn't it? That's really cool. Do you know what I like about you, Pete? Is that you're a very down-to-earth kind of guy. Not only because you look like, you know, Deputy Dog meets Roy Wood, but you like other people to shine in the band,
oh,
don't
God,
you?
Oh, God, yes.
You stand God, back, yes. and let everybody else take a bow, which I think is a lovely thing.
Yeah, if you watch a music video, I try and get all these in much more.
You must enjoy it.
Yes, it's very
and,
good.
And Joe's having fun.
It's a good time.
So what about this album? Where does it go from here? Is it going to be available on iTunes?
I'm hoping to put it on iTunes. It's available from the website www.therainbowmandrels.com, or just like us on Facebook, talk to us, and you'll get it. Or it's on eBay if you look for the Rainbow Mandrels. It's all sitting in my living room in a box. We need people to buy them. I think it's only £7.
I think you want to do special thanks to the Vectis Mandrels who have been...
We do love you.
Maka.
And
brilliant
Bunga.
Couldn't have asked for more.
And Brandon on door.
Dave out there, I see.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Actually,
it's
John.
We'll
though.
Have you, Dave.
It's John, isn't it? Or is it Dave? Who's Dave? That's John.
Bro Dave. I thought he was out there, but...
Hey, look, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming in and entertaining us. And we know we're going to do a two-hour special, which is going to be a part live and part studio. But that will be going out soon. But good luck with this album. I hope it goes really well. Let us know the details when it is does get eventually go on iTunes. But honestly, if you get this current album, you'll want the last one as well.
Yeah, and you've already got that sitting in the living room too. If it can help us, it all pays bills to get these guys round.
And you, we really need you're it. Actually working on the next album already.
Always. The thing with the Mandrels, like I said, is Joey's working on album 5, Lincoln is working on album 10, but Georgie and Joe on the saxophone is back on 3, so we can't finish 3 until we get them in. So yeah, please buy the album and we can afford to fund it.
Pete, thanks for coming in, and Joe, thank you for coming in too.
Thanks,
good luck, guys.